Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited Q2 and H1 FY23 conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajeev Mukhopadhyay, CFO and Whole Time Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Satlej Textiles and Industries for the second quarter and half year ended 30th September 2022. I hope all of you and your families are in good health. Joining me on the call today, Mr. Udit Singh, President and CEO of Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited, and Stellar IR Advisors, our investor relationship team. We have already uploaded the investor presentation, and I hope everyone has had an opportunity to go through the same. I will take you through the financial highlights, after which I'll request Udit to run you through the industry and business highlights for the quarter ended 30th September 2022. As we all know that the Indian economy, like most countries in the world, was impacted by the geopolitical tensions, high inflationary environment. Key commodity prices, which had peaked up, have started declining very recently. As a result, the industry witnessed subdued demand during the quarter. Despite all challenges, our performance has remained resilient due to our diversified portfolio, multi-market operations, strong relationships with our customers. Coming to the income statement, our consolidated total income for the quarter was at 826 crores, which is a jump of 4% as against 798 crores for the corresponding quarter last year. That is Q2 FY22. The increase in total income was on account of realization growth mainly. Our consolidated EBITDA stood at 94 crores, which was lower by 12% compared to the corresponding previous quarter. EBITDA margins were at 11.39%, which is 199 basis points lower than Q2 FY22, where it was 13.38% or 107 crores. The margins were impacted due to increase in raw material prices during the quarter. On the profitability side, our consolidated PAT is 31 crores as against 42 crores in Q2 FY22, which is lower by 25% year-on-year basis. I would like to highlight that despite being a challenging quarter, our capacity utilization, especially for the yarn business, which forms majority of our sales, have been at optimum levels at around 95% during Q2, as against 94% in the corresponding previous quarter. On the balance sheet side, the total debt actually reduced by 143 crores to 799 crores as on September 2022 as compared to March 2022. Also, as you are aware, we have been consistently reducing our debt equity ratio and currently which is at 0.7x as on September 2022, compared to 0.86x in March 2022. That's all from my side. I would now request Udit to share the business outlook and industry scenario, and then we can open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you, Rajeev, and very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you all for joining this call. At the outset, if I have to give you the industry scenario, the scenario seems to me little brittle in nature of the operating environment as it is reflected in the vulnerability of external shocks and unforeseen developments. As Rajeev mentioned that there is a declining trend on the raw material prices and the commodities, and as a result, there is a volatility in those. This leads to little bit of headwinds in the textile sector when at the consumer level there is anxiety and the demand is less, which is impacting us at the manufacturing sector as well. There is general perception that in the quarter FY23, the sales have been less and the Indian textile companies as the raw cotton and yarn prices remained higher and global retailers face inventory constraints compelling them to cut orders, thereby putting pressure on the volume growth. Now, at this stage, Indian cotton prices remaining still more expensive than its global peers, high price inventories of cotton fiber with the mills, inability of textile players to pass on the higher cost to the customers across the value chain, and above all, a muted export demand, and the current global economic challenges have further compounded the situation. There has been impact on the utilization in the sector, in the textile sector, which is putting pressure on the yarn, fabric, garment and home textile segments. However, going forward, as the cotton prices ease with increased new season's arrivals of cotton in the market yards, cost starting a downhill journey to appropriate levels, making Indian textile companies competitive in the world markets, significant reduction in inventories of big retailers during the festive season or through various discounts, thereby boosting Indian demand and weathering of currency headwinds, the second half of financial year 23 may be a period of recovery. The government is also making all out efforts to strengthen the textile sector, engage with the stakeholders in a holistic manner to achieve the textile target, textile exports target of US$100 billion in the next 5 to 6 years, and scale up the total value of domestic and international trade up to almost US$250 to $300 billion. At Satluj, our performance of the quarter has been quite resilient, as Rajiv informed, and this is due to the agility in our business model and our flexibility to use various fibers, that is the cotton, and the interchangeability to cotton to man-made fiber. Our production capacity as a result are flexible to cater to various products and markets as per demand. Moreover, as you would be aware that we have a very diversified raw material base, as I said, polyester, viscose, cotton, acrylic, and our resilience on the particular raw and our reliance on particular raw material is less. This helps us to be better equipped to handle volatility in the prices in any particular raw material. I think any more comments on the industry development and raw material and demand scenario I can give you in the question answer session, and I now leave it to, I'll leave the house open for question answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Riddhesh Gandhi from Discovery Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. So just wanted to understand, has like Indian cotton now, has it adjusted to the same level as international XC prices, or it's going to just still take a few weeks for the crop to come through?
In my opinion, this is Mr. Ritesh Gandhi. Yeah. Thank you for asking this good question, Ritesh. At the moment, if I look at with the arrivals coming in and the new crop estimates ranging anywhere between 351 to 360, 365, depending on the agencies who's giving these estimates, I think the real adjustment of prices at the base level is yet to come. As the season picks up and more arrivals are there, I think this will come little down and it will be better adjusted from the present level.
Well, right now, if we look at it, my understanding is the price is about 65,000 actually be a candy.
Pardon me? Yes, at the moment the prices are ranging 65,000 to 66,000, yes.
So, and how much would the equivalent international prices be?
International prices, if we convert to on today's New York, I think it is about 84 cents, and if you convert this to, it comes to almost almost about 70,000 plus. So Indian prices, about 56,000 to 57,000. So Indian prices still remain at about 17% high.
Good. And just to understand, what is the reason for the premium? Is it because the freight costs are high, so therefore import is harder, or is there some restriction on imports? Just want to understand, like, why are the prices, I mean, equivalent and, you know, matching?
Why the prices are not matching with the international?
Yeah. I mean, is there any, like, restrictions which are there? Is there some, like, duty which is there? Just want to understand that.
11% duty.
Yeah, there is 11% duty as of now. If anything which is shipped today would attract 10%-11% duty, so that is one of the reasons that Indian prices still are little higher. And if you look at the crop last year, in the last season, the crop was much less. So today, what we are getting are, we are getting the estimates.
So I think people are effectively-
Yeah.
Right now, the alternative is people are importing the yarn, is it? Or the fabric, because it is cheaper, is it?
I think so, that fabric is being imported, but not too much on the cotton side.
Understood. Understood. So we need to hold on for this sort of normalization. So historically, the prices of international and India are usually at a parity, is it?
Yeah, but unfortunately, what happens, something happens either way. Either it happens in India, normally it should be at parity, but keeping in view various conditions internationally as well, if you look at last year, because of the drought situation in U.S., the international prices were, did touch about $115+, which today are in the range of $0.83-$0.84 per pound. So I think something or the other, because of the weather conditions or the environmental condition or the nature, there is something which is happening, and so there is a disparity between the prices. Either sometimes Indian is higher, and mostly now we have seen for the 2 years, Indian prices have been higher.
Understood, sir. Got it. So and on the MMF side of things, how are spreads looking there, given what we're hearing is that there's certain amount of imports happening from China because of a slowdown there? How should we look at the MMF side?
See, on MMF, the total outlook is that it is stable to bearish, and it all would depend on the movement of crude. Crude being volatile, and if crude go, I mean, rises up, we feel that the prices of polyester would remain mostly stable and stable to soft. We don't see, foresee anything today. I mean, of course, nobody can predict nowadays that these prices are going to rise from here. Subject to-
But the prices obviously depend on crude, but how are spreads looking right now?
Right now, I mean, if I have to summarize this, on polyester side and MMF side, it is stable to soft.
Stable to soft. And-
Yeah.
We expect that to continue, or we expect that to reverse also? How should we look at the MMF side of things?
See, I personally feel that this situation may continue for some time. How long, even I do not know.
But is there excess capacity, or is it, I mean, that's the problem? Or is it just that there is demand slowdown is leading to?
So this is coupled with both the things. One, subject to the crude and the melt cost, and the other side is the demand. Now, if you look at on the demand side, it is a very subdued demand today because of lesser footfall, inventories, then also retailers also renegotiating the contracts because of the dollar movement. So there are so many factors which are all combining together, and this leads to the impression that it is going to be little softer.
Understood. Understood. So then if we were to look at your outlook for the next year per se, is it just too hard to talk about it now, given all the moving parts, or do you guys have an internal view that you all can share on it?
See, I don't see next year too bad because of the cotton, I would say, outlook. Because of the estimates, what we are getting today, and unless some unprecedented weather conditions happen, the cotton crop at the present level of estimate seems to be good. And if that happens, I think next year should be better than this year.
Next year should be better than this year. Got it. All right. So thank you. I'll rejoin the queue.
Thank you, please.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Prerna Junjunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So my first question is on capacity utilization and outlook for near term. Do we still see pressure in the yarn sales given the weak demand in the international market? Or yarn demand has started picking up?
See, hi Prerna, thanks for the question. So I would say on the capacity utilization, as Rajivji said, that in the last quarter, the quarter under question which we are talking about, we have a capacity utilization of almost 95%. And we are in dyed yarns. So there is a pressure on the demand as well, especially on, you know, the PV yarns and more so on the cotton melange yarn. So there was a pressure, and the pressure still on cotton melange yarn still remains because retailers are still waiting for cotton to settle down at the fiber stage, and also they are to replenish their inventories once these are finished. And with the less footfall at the stores and the anxiety amongst the consumer, there is a pressure on the demand side as well. And we do expect that the going quarter would also see a pressure.
Okay. And what about domestic market? Have you started seeing improvement in the domestic market?
See, domestic market has been under pressure as well because of exports. Because whatever was exported earlier, that export was under pressure and this capacity came to domestic market. So I think domestic market is doing better in the sense that it is also able to absorb some of the capacities of exports. So if that goes on for long, the domestic market is also going to come under pressure in the near term.
Okay, understood. And so if you could give some color on the green fiber plant, at what utilization it is operating, and how is it helping in managing our costs today?
Very good. So on green fiber, I must say that green fiber has done well in the quarter. We have achieved good utilization. In fact, October month, I mean the last month we were in, we could do almost highest production on per day basis on a consistently for an average on the monthly average. And our profitability also on the green fiber project has been very good. So green fiber has done good both in terms of, if you see the numbers, in terms of profitability as well as helping us in the yarn division. So we could, because most of the fiber goes to our own yarn, and we could improve little bit on the efficiencies at the spinning stage as well and have better control over the raw material. So green fiber, I would say last quarter fared fairly well.
Okay. Sir, what is the utilization level today of green fiber, and how much is consumed internally?
We are making almost 3,700 tons per month, and against a capacity of 3,600 plus. So, and almost 95% of this is consumed internally, even a little more as well.
Oh, that's perfectly great. And sir, if just trying to understand how much ROE, ROC this plant is adding to your profitability, to your numbers, if you were using virgin fiber against the recycled fiber, what is the delta that you are receiving in the margins? Something
see,
I would like to understand.
Yeah. So if you look at this, I tell you, the difference between virgin and green fiber today is in the range of 12 to 15 rupees. Or in certain cases, yes, 15 plus. So the delta and margin addition is one part. Second is the shades. So if we convert off and on, it becomes difficult to get the same shades out of virgin as well as recycled. The dye uptake of recycled is much more than the virgin fiber. So to match the shade, it's not so easy. So we have a threshold, I mean, which keeps on changing as to where we would like to switch from recycled to virgin. Of course, with the virgin fiber, we might be able to improve on the working of the spinning to some extent. However, this adds to some of the other issues on the shade matching. So if you compare on today's prices, I think there is in the PV yarns, this would be to the extent of almost 7 to 8 rupees per kg, which is giving as advantage because of green fiber or recycled fiber.
This is actually very good, because 7 to 8 rupees is a very good number to add to profit.
Plus, this is a sustainability factor as well.
Yeah.
So we as a company would like to stick to sustainability factor.
Okay, understood. And sir, just wanted some clarity on home textiles business also. So you are at capacity of 8.4 million meters, and wanted to get some color on what utilizations they are at, and where do you see this business over the next 3 to 5 years?
See, home textile business, as far as the loom capacity is concerned, that is what sometimes I say there is a difference in this home textile, I mean, in the living room as compared to bed and bath. Today we are running at about 80% in terms of the loom capacity. So I would say that home textile business, with the traction we are getting on cut service NestEra, I do see that this business is going to grow in next 3 to 5 years. I mean, to a larger extent. I can't give you any fixed numbers or percentages, but I think this is a business which we can grow profitably in next 3 to 5 years.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you. I'll come back to the question queue.
Thank you so much, Prerna.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Vikram Vilas Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for good performance in a challenging times, while most of the players are really struggling to maintain profitability. I think some of the questions already answered, but just to take it forward on home textile, we have seen the recovery in the sales, but still, I think profitability is not that much improvement. So what will be the road to profitability improvement in home textile?
Okay. First of all, thank you very much, Vikramji, for your kind words. Yes, the team has done well under the circumstances, I would say. And regarding this home textile questions, I would say that you are absolutely right that the profitability has improved, but still it is in red. So in what we see as coming forward or growing the profitability is our thrust on exports, especially in U.S. and U.K. market and Middle East, because U.S. and U.K. market are the markets which we would be really, I mean, which are really good on this, and also on the cut service. And the good thing is that over the last one quarter where we had launched some more books on the cut service as well, we have seen a very good traction coming in cut service business, which is, of course, business with more margin. Of course, it takes time to grow that business, but I feel that we'll be able to take this positive in the next quarters, a few quarters more, we should be able to make it positive.
What would be the share of export in the home textile for us? And if you can give even share of our NestEra brand in overall sales broadly.
So I would say the overall NestEra today is little less than 10% or 10%, and export is to the extent of almost 25%. which we intend to grow. So that is why it is little less.
So export, can we reach to the similar number what we have in yarn, like around 40-45%, almost half of the sales?
Yes, definitely yes. That is the target.
Okay.
Just
to get more sense on this yarn side, typically we have around 35% like a melange production earlier. But in the view that demand is shifting to the polyester, viscose, and with the volatility in cotton price, what was the share for us in melange in Q2, or is there any material shift in this melange production?
See, Q2 our production, I mean melange yarn was hovering to the extent of almost, because one thing I would like to clarify before I say the share, melange, when you say melange, either you are referring to only cotton melange, that share was much less, whereas there are, now we have developed some melanges in polyester and polyester cotton melange as well. So if I combine all the melanges together, we still at the range of say around 40-45%.
And
cotton melange is less. Cotton melange was less.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, please.
What would be broadly cotton melange approximately?
Cotton melange, I would say 100% cotton melange was to the extent of almost 26-27%.
Okay, got it. Yeah, thank you very much, sir.
Welcome. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have our next question from the line of Aman Madrecha from Augmenta Research Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you please highlight about how has been the polyester yarn spreads and the cotton yarn spreads? Because what we are hearing from the industry is that at the cotton yarn spread level, practically the spinners are at a break even. So can you just highlight in our case what are the spreads currently and how are we foreseeing that? Because as the new cotton arrivals are coming in and the prices are softening, so any color on that?
Yeah, thank you Amanji for this question, and I would say that when you are referring to cotton spread and when you said that mills are at break even, you might be referring to the cotton grey yarns. So grey yarns, I would add to your statement that mills may not be at the break even at some point of time, the spread was negative. The cotton price was higher, the yarn price was lower at some point of time. Today, the delta, the spread is almost in cotton yarn, say for in the 30s cotton, the spread still remains to the extent of 40-50 rupees, even less. So, but in our case, being a melange yarn, our spreads are a little different. So, there is a pressure on that. The spread on melange yarn had been to the extent of almost, I would say, 70-75 for quite some time. That is why we had to get to some other melanges in terms of polyester cotton. So that is the spread on the cotton side.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Vikram Villa Suryavanshi from Philip Capital India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you update us on this expansion plan which is in J&K? How is the progress in terms of land acquisition and other orders?
Yeah. So, Vikram, the plan is like this, that the government of J&K has minutes of the ethics committee meeting in which they have allotted the land parcel. We are yet to receive the letter of allotment from them. The minutes of the meeting have been uploaded and they have asked for any objections, if any, from the applicants who had made the DPR. So I think we should be able to close it by end of this month latest. and the land parcel would be allotted by that time, by end of the month. This is the expectation.
Got it, sir. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have our next question from the line of Vivek Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Sir, I have one question, and this is like, can you give the outlook on demand in US and Europe, and do things look to improve in H2?
See, I'm sorry, I couldn't get your name, please.
Vivek.
Vivek. Vivek, I mean, I feel personally that in H2, see, the part of H2 has already gone. So we are in third quarter. So I feel if at all the demand comes in a good way within this year, it would be only the later half of the last quarter. This is what my personal opinion is, because of less footfall today, and also retailers sort of renegotiating the contracts and also replenishing their inventories later on, and the cotton prices yet to stabilize. I think we'll have to wait for a few months before we get there. So H2 may not be very, very good, but I think there will be recovery in the last quarter. This is my personal opinion.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and one on their phone now. Please press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Udeep Singh, President and CEO, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for attending this call, and we really feel encouraged by good questions being asked and the situation being explained. We as a team are very resilient, and we do feel that we'll be able to tide over the situation what the textile industry is facing world over under the uncertain circumstances. But it is something which is really doable, and we are quite confident that we will be able to, tide over and do well in the coming days. And with all this, I would like to once again thank you all and thank my team across the units and the offices and our customers and all stakeholders for supporting us in doing whatever best we could do and whatever best we'll be able to do in the coming quarters. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Satluj Textiles and Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.